Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Dr. Nancy Nestor, and our topic for this week's show is the hidden side of the year 2012. For those of you who'd like to know who we are, read more about the work we do, you can visit our website, www.kempage.com.
The reason we're doing this show on 2012 is because of the amount of correspondence, emails, people writing us about the fears that they have now come to believe is going to happen with 2012. So we wanted to give you some balance or some insight so you could just kind of know the facts or get the balance within yourself.
See, we have a lot of people saying, well, what's going to happen? Because this year, the prophecy of the winter solstice, December 2012, what's going to happen? I mean, are we truly going to come to the end of a cosmic cycle? Is this going to be an age of awakening, a new step in human evolution, or is it going to be an end of the world? Some people say it's going to be the significant beginning of 1,000 years of peace. And it all is in a question mark for everyone because of a Mayan calendar that signifies the specific date of winter solstice, December 21st, 2012. Well, we're thinking that it's perhaps a powerful window for the collective emergence on this planet to come out of fear and move towards change.
But I think we have to also realize that what we're reading today and what's going on here in the United States with the few people who are even concerned about 2012, do the rest of the population even care? And what are they in? And if they're in survival, or they're into hunger, or they're into what all the different dynamics that people are in right now, the economy right now, what's going to happen to them, is it even going to be affected, or how are they going to be affected by a shift or a change?
So 2012 is beginning to gain even more widespread phenomena, question marks. And it's almost like Y2K. It's almost like when we moved into a new millennium. There were some people that said, oh, well, it's just going to be another date. It's just I'm going to wake up in the morning and it'll be the year 2000. And we went from 1999 to 2000 and no big deal. And then there were other people who were building, you know, shelters and storing food, and there were prophecies that the world was going to end and everything. And we all know that fear never creates a beneficial change. When people begin to dwell on a fearful idea, it keeps them out of knowing what's going on right there in their moment. It keeps them projecting into a scary future.
Actually, you know what fear does? It disconnects you or filters your connection to your own higher self. Do you know that? So if you're under tremendous fear or worry that something is going to get you that you can't do anything about, that will actually filter your connection to your own creative self.
I mean, right now, we're living in a very frightening and troubled world. I mean, that is the truth of whether or not we look at a prophecy of 2012, what is it, the circumstances of what we are living in today? I mean, the news reports state that fear is global. I mean, that's actually coming across the teleprompter on the news. And even the brightest and the best women and the men in the world, they can't agree on what's going to happen with life as we know it, with our economy, with anything that's going on in the world. So what we'd like to do is to help you move past fear and limitation and begin to believe something outside the box, outside of what other people consider as the normal reality.
See, what we don't want to do is put our energy into a possibility of something happen, and it actually is created because of our energy. Now, you think if one person thinks that might not be much, but if two or a thousand or millions or lots and lots of people think it, then what does that energy do to whatever they think is going to happen? And then we have to deal with that energy because it becomes a life force.
There's nothing that fear can create other than more fear. And normally, what, that's one of the things that we are concerned about, because if enough people give their fear so much energy, then their fearful idea can actually manifest physically in their world. So if you have enough fear around you, and you're projecting all that fear into your scary future, your thought in this moment is going to create your reality in the next moment. So what's going to be, what is it going to be? It's going to be fearful for you. You're creating your experience of fear because you're thinking and feeding the energetics.
Think of yourself as a battery, and you keep giving energy to this battery, and pretty soon it's full. And when it starts giving energy back to you, it'll be the same vibration that was set in the motion. So fears create more fears, and it amplifies. And one of the things we have to be careful of is we don't get into an addiction that we've been in for many, many, many years, if not decades, if not lifetimes, because we have been a fear-based society, because there's so many things that actually wiped us out. Disease wiped us out. Wars wiped us out. Hunger wiped us out. Disasters wiped us out. And so it's only natural that any time we start getting fearful, we start getting into that whole thing of losing control, being out of control. Are you okay, Nancy?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I just had a little bit of a hiccup. I was trying to not hiccup on the air.
I don't know if she's hiccuping or getting ready to throw up in what I just said, so I was kind of confused on what that gesture was.
So what I was saying earlier about fear is global, and the fact that we saw that on a teleprompter moving across on a TV station news report, we're overloaded with information today. I mean, there's so much information because of the internet, 24-hour news programs constantly connect us to the entire world. We get saturated with so much information, and we keep looking for answers of, okay, what does all this mean? So it actually, so much information overloads us. It actually challenges who we are. It challenges the core of our own beliefs. So now there's all these predictions, all these prophecies, all these possibilities, and now December 21, 2012 has become the great mystery that everybody seems to have to solve.
You know, I've been talking about this for years and years and years, and people would ask me, and I said, you know, what would happen if we were part of the Mayan calendar, or we were the group putting it together, and now we're a couple old, maybe old guys, old women, I don't know what they were, but here we are, a bunch of old guys, and society starts to break down. Our paycheck, our life starts to break down, which happened in the Mayans. It started to dissipate or disappear. And what would happen if all of a sudden we said, I think I'm going to go home today, and that's why they stopped, or they didn't go any further.
They just didn't make any more wood chinks in their wooden calendar. That philosophy is like, well, we're just going to stop here because we're tired of making this calendar. Well,
and every time I tell that story, everybody rolls their eyes
like, oh, yeah, right, that's got to be a Ken Pageism. You
throws
know?
Rolled paper yeah. at me or something.
Well, there's lots of theories about that Mayan calendar, and now it's become the Mayan riddle, because while there's lots of theories, no one has actually definitively solved it. We do know scientifically that there's going to occur an event that's going to happen in our actual lifetime. It happens about every 26,000 years. There have been many, many scientists that have been studying what is happening to our planet. Geophysicists, geologists, scientists, engineers, philosophers, all of these individuals are thinking of this specific phenomena that's going to happen.
And Nancy, why don't you go ahead and talk about the book you're reading out of, or the information we've got.
We have a good friend named Greg Braden, and many of you already know who he is. And he's part of a book that was called The Mystery of 2012. And it contains many predictions and prophecies and possibilities. But if you read every single thing that is predicted, every single thing that is promoted, you come to exactly what Greg says, and that is that it's a rare occurrence that we are actually lucky to be alive to see. This is an event that has, like the polarities that are happening in our planet, like the North Pole and the South Pole are two polarities. We've got a polarity of what's going to happen. We have, on one hand, we've got those people that discount this actual phenomena as, oh, well, it's nothing more than an interesting oddity, and we're lucky to see it in our lifetime. And it's just going to suggest that it's the close of the Great Cycle, which the Great Cycle was the cycle that the Mayan calendar is talking about, is that we've gone through an evolutionary 5,000-year gestation period, and now we're at the end of it. So since a gestation period signals the time of a birth, then perhaps the 2012 date signifies the birth of a new age of humanity as we know it. So that's one theory or two theories. Others say that the Mayan calendar, because it coincides with celestial events, will hold a profound consequence for life on Earth as we know it. So we do know a fact, and the fact is that the 5,000-year-old Mayan calendar appears to track a solar and a lunar cycle. Now, they kept track of galactic time, and their calendar was actually a 260-day galactic calendar versus the 360-day calendar that we commonly use here on the planet today. So on December 21st, 2012, there will be a rare celestial alignment of our solar system. It will be our sun, our planet, and the very center of our galaxy. And we're privileged to live during the time that this event is happening, because it won't happen again for yet another 26,000 years.
Now, we don't even know what that means. And let's take something in perspective. What happens if you fly in a plane and you're 32,000 feet high? What happens to you? What in that space that you're in, how does that feel? And maybe it's nothing more than us changing the kind of space we're in to where we might be lighter, or there might be a shift somehow within us, or our intuitiveness, or our, it might be an expansiveness. That's all it might be. It's nothing more than it being in a different kind of place, which many of us have experienced a lot of. Because I know when I travel, I have the most inspiration when I travel. Just things come to me. It's easier. It's gentler.
And throughout our 25, 35, the last 50 years, we've seen many different planetary alignments. And now that we have this incredible tool called the Internet, we see that individuals will write different stories of, oh, this interplanetary alignment is going to open up a portal. It's going to signify a great time when we can release something, or when we can become something more. We can change, and we can harness our own awareness. Well, we believe that every single moment of your life is a portal. It's an awareness. We've talked before about we see life as a 13-inch television set until we are accustomed to seeing it, and then something occurs, triggers within us, or happens outside of us to create a conscious awareness for ourselves that we're now looking at a 16-inch television, or then we go to a 19-inch television, or a 26. And each time we get comfortable with that size, our awareness grows, and we are consciously aware that our awareness has expanded.
And awareness, she's also talking about our consciousness. So if you become conscious and you become aware every single day, your awareness has shifted, and you don't know who you are that day. You go through the dream cycle, you go through life, you wake up, you don't feel the same as you felt yesterday. It's your awareness. And if anything intensifies or expands the awareness, because it's already, we're changing our awareness and changing all the time, if there's anything that happens that even makes it even more, there would be a challenge of us not knowing who we are.
So each moment that we change allows us to change within that day, allows our awareness to expand, so we are not who we were yesterday. So if we have to move from our moment back to our past to retrieve an identity or a belief or an idea and say, well, this is never going to work with this person. Let's just talk about a relationship, for example. This is never going to work with this person because in the past this has always occurred. Well, if that person has changed, And every one of us changes from moment to moment. And we know we have changed in that moment. Then the past doesn't exist. So there's a new moment, which anything's possible. But that's a philosophy. That's a way of living that allows you to just accept that the moment is where all the action occurs. So we do know that there are certain vibrations, certain planetary changes that are occurring, certain magnetic forces that are doing things to the world as we see it and as we know it. And what Ken and I believe is that we're already in the beginning vibration of the year 2012. The Mayan calendar talked about December 21st, 2012 as being the end of a 5,000-year cycle. And many philosophers have said that this was the cycle of gestation. Gestation, birth, there we go again. It is a new birth. We're at the end of this. We're preparing. This vibration we're in now is our preparation period so that on December 21st, 2012, we then can birth something new, cosmically aligning, a perfect event. We have the opportunity today to do that. But this significant time is being talked about a lot.
We're already seeing an R in the last few weeks. We saw gas prices at $5 a gallon. And in 3 weeks, we saw gas prices back to $2.38.
$2.38.
It would be nice to see.
$2.38.
Right. Okay.
Did you see it there?
Yeah, she can't even believe what we just saw. Okay. And so we just saw, I guess thousands, I don't know how many because I don't think anybody wants to know, people losing their houses. We've seen the stock market just go completely crazy.
Up and down.
We've seen the world economy going crazy. So it could not be more chaotic out there than I could imagine. And if anything gets more chaotic than it is now, something's going to shift.
We do know that there is a shift going on. We do know that the scientists have proven that in terms of Earth's history, the geologic record shows that polar reversals have happened routinely here on Earth. Magnetic pole reversals have already happened 171 times in the last 76 million years.
What does that mean?
Well, that means that in the last 4 million years alone, that we've had 14 reversals. Well, that's the magnetics of the planet. And they're saying that we're way overdue for another polar shift, so there's a lot of mainstream scientists that are suggesting that what is occurring to the weather patterns, the rapid weakening of the planet's magnetic field, everything that's happening right now in this year is the early stages of a pole reversal. So if we are going to have a magnetic field of the Earth do a complete flip-flop, which means that the energy of the North Pole, the magnetic North Pole, shifts itself to the magnetic South Pole so that there's no longer an up there or a down there, that's a definite occurrence on this planet that is going to affect the way that we feel. I mean, ask a healthcare practitioner or a law enforcement officer, what happens during a full moon? Well, that's a magnetic pull on the planet. And when the magnetic strength changes suddenly, it changes the way that we feel. And many people can be disoriented if we don't understand why it's happening. If we do recognize, oh, it's a full moon, you know, and throughout history, we've seen many indigenous individuals realize that on a full moon, it's a good opportunity to release the patterns of belief that cause pain in their lives or hurt in their families. It's a good time for them to release. And many of the indigenous around the planet do ceremonies on the full moon to actually do just that because the magnetic forces of the planet are being affected.
I've seen this now. Probably the most... let's kind of talk to Nancy for a second. You know the section in this book here about the electromagnetic field, okay?
Yes.
Okay, so I just wanted you to see if you could find that right there. And what I've seen
We're talking about one of our books, and the book that Ken's talking about, not to leave you out of anything,
okay,
is The Art of Transference, Healing Through Compassion, and we wrote this one chapter on the electromagnetic field.
I thought maybe that might be appropriate.
Yes.
But one thing happened I wanted to share with you, and this was back in Sweden, and this was back in the 90s, and the people in Sweden were being affected by electricity or electromagnetic fields, and there was a large percentage of them. I'm talking about large, maybe 10%, okay? And what they had to do is actually have to live out in the forest without electricity, without water, and people had to bring them food. And they could not be around anything electric. Even your watch, if it had a battery, would throw them for a loop, because what was happening was your field would pick it up and it actually made them sick. And what we found by working there, that they were, of course, very high up in the planet, in location, where Sweden is. And below Sweden, in the ocean, was one of the most one of the greatest iron deposits that was around there. And it was actually affecting with the pole, and it was actually causing a field that was affecting these people. And so one of the things we found out that really helped them was to pull their fields back in.
Their own individual energetic fields.
Yes, and get their energy back to where it wasn't being affected by the electromagnetic fields of the planet. And so we're going to take just a short break here, and we'll be back in just a few moments.
And we'll continue talking about the hidden side of 2012. So come right back.
If you would like free information and tips on healing and creating, on how to stay energetically clear and live your daily life feeling safe in every place and in all situations, then visit www.kenpage.com. Browse through thousands of pages, free books, including the best-selling The Way It Works, together with hundreds of articles and newsletters, all providing timely information on the continuing shift in the consciousness of our planet. From helping your animal friends to releasing the emotion of rage, www.kenpage.com is your source for information to heal old emotional patterns, release old karma, and feel free. Find all this and more about Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor at www.kenpage.com. You can also contact them through office@kenpage.com.
What does HealthyLife.net and Amazon.com have in common? Well, they're both available on the internet. They both give great value. But most important, most of our positive program hosts and guests are accomplished authors. And their books are available from, you got it, Amazon.com. Now it even gets better than that, because when you're listening on air to a HealthyLife.net host or guest, you can go directly to Amazon.com and you can order your book while you're still listening to your favorite HealthyLife.net program. So when you hear an author you like, go to the homepage of HealthyLife.net and click on Amazon.com.
Most people seek the services of different healers for things such as removing energy blocks, past life regression, and emotional pattern freedom. These healing and clearing techniques are only a part of a heart and soul healing session. Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor of www.kenpage.com are the foremost authorities in spirit releasement and transforming energy patterns. Ken and Nancy have worked in almost 50,000 one-on-one healing sessions around the world. If you would like to remove old energy, release old ways of being, and feel free, you might want to visit www.kenpage.com and read how you can benefit from a heart and soul healing session. Discover how you can quiet the chatter in your mind and communicate with your higher self. Schedule a telephone or in-person session with Ken Page or Dr. Nancy Nestor by email to office@kenpage.com or call 1-706-219-1319, 1-706-219-1319.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Welcome back to The Way It Works. Today we've been talking about the hidden side of 2012 and all the different possibilities of what this time could mean for us.
So we are saying that we're already in the vibration of what 2012 means. So keep in mind, the December 21st solstice of 2012 appears to be a great cosmic window of opportunity. From the 8,000-year-old Hindu Vedas to the 5,000-year-old Hebrew calendar to the indigenous prophecies of the peoples of Asia and Americas to all the ancient traditions, everything suggests something really big is going to happen during this time in history. Well, it's also important for us to realize that none of those prophecies ever say unconditionally that the world's going to end. what they do say is the world as we have known it is going to enter a time of change. And so how we respond to that change is going to define how we experience it and how our lives exist in the next age. So what we have are certain informations. So what does that mean? Is it possible that by altering the way that we feel about this change, we can actually transform the way that we're experiencing it? You know, so if there's a frightening prediction we read about 2012, is there a possibility that our consciousness, the way we think, the way we feel, and if we are very, very frightened about it, that that's going to affect our world? Well, certainly we're seeing that right now, because we're getting more people calling us with and more emails saying that, oh, I've got fear, I've got limitation. And we're even finding that some individuals who choose to be in love and light, that they're giving insights that are limited by the dualities of right and wrong or good and bad. I mean, so here you can fill in the blank, and we're just going to let you do that. This is what we're getting. I've been told by my, and now here you can fill the blank with my teacher, my psychic, my healer, my medium, my intuitive, my friend, that I've got dark energy around me. So we have individuals telling us that someone else has told them, I have a dark hole in me, I've got dark energy around me, I've got a spell or a curse. They didn't wake up and look in the mirror and see a dark hole in their body and suddenly say, oh, I have a dark hole. It usually comes from someone else. ETs are invading my space. I'm full of negativity. Something's going to get me. Something's going to hurt me. I have alien implants. And then, you know, one of the newest favorites is 2012 is going to bring doom and gloom. And, you know, it's going to be the end of the world. And that's what we're suggesting, is that there's too much fear being told to others out there. And we suggest you got to stop saying this kind of advice, because that doesn't help anyone.
Remember, when they're so vulnerable, they're so open, and when they think you have authority or you have knowledge and you say something like that, they take it as that is the only thing that's possible. That is the way it is.
So we have been told by numerous people that they are being in turn told by someone that they hold in authority. Now, we all know that throughout history, and governments or other elite organizations have thought themselves above the information, and that they were more intellectual, or that they were a ruling class, and so their knowledge is more important, and they were going to keep it secret. And so they give out the knowledge, you know, really slowly, or they modify it so that the regular person only has a piece of the truth. Well, because of a lack of education or a focus on survival, in the past, many groups or individuals were very quick to give their power away because they said, well, this person's got all the answers, or my leader knows everything. And so now we're finding that it's even more narrowed. We've got a leader being a teacher. We have a group being even a metaphysical or spiritual group. And so in the past, when it led to a war or a hatred between races or countries, now we're finding that it's even more finite than that, and we have individuals being told, telling other individuals that they have something to fear. So there aren't any one individual, not a government, not a group, not anyone in power, that says they have all of the information. They may say it, but we know they don't have all of the truth. There's no such thing as an ability to have mind control over someone else. It's our own ideas and our own power and our self-empowerment. So
one of the things we wanted to share with you, because we really don't want to have this show about things you have to be afraid of. We want to show you that there is no fear whatsoever. It's only the fear within our minds, okay? And so what we did in our November 1st newsletter, which we have posted on the website, is I wanted to show people that there was nothing to fear. So on November 1st, which for 12 hours from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m., I'm going to call in all, I did call, in all the energy of the world into myself. And so what I asked people to do was to email me and to tell me what their fears were or anything else they wanted to have done, and I would continue to work with that. And remember, the level of, see, energy changes when you have compassion for it, because there's nothing triggers. So if I call in all the energy of the world into myself and there's nothing within myself that reacts to the energy, it passes through me. But if there's something that I haven't let go of or something I'm working on, then it reacts to me. How do I do it? So then what happens is subconsciously my mind attracts a similar type of energy in a person that is, I'm attracted to me, so I can better understand what I have within me. So I'm not concerned about calling on all the energy of the world because I have compassion, meaning I've had experiences. And so what we try to do, is a funny thing going on with Nancy and I, we're trying to find this little section in the book, and we've both been looking at it, and right now we'll find it and give it to them later, Nancy. So okay. Let's just put it down, because it's making us both go crazy because we can't find this thing. It's like having a part of you that you know so well and you can't find.
Well, we're talking about the electromagnetics of the body, and there is an electromagnetic field that does extend about 4 feet out from our heart. It just surrounds our heart, and that is where all of our etherics and our bioplasmic energy body live. All that affects us as we go throughout our daily life, so we do know that information. It's just something that we wanted to be able to quote to you, and I can't find the exact quote from the book right now, so if you email us, we'll give you the quote. But you couldn't imagine the amount of emails that we got with fear to be released.
Now, we're going to take just a short break, and we'll be right back with this, because I want to tell you what happened when we did that.
www.kinpage.com is your source for books, DVDs, and CDs that provide information to create your own safe space. Books such as the bestseller The Way It Works, offering the basics on energy and providing necessary groundwork for the dynamics of daily life. The Heart of Soul Healing, which was 18 years in the making and is the training guide for a 9-day intensive course. The Art of Transference, Healing Through Compassion, which includes 8 full-color charts depicting the soul's evolution. Learn to help your animal friends with DVDs that provide techniques to develop empathetic connections and demonstrate how to clear, balance, and heal animals. The Art of Heaven on Earth, a DVD weekend workshop, and the Living Light Breath DVD to help you be less reactive are available together with CDs of Sacred Toning and Holographic Healing by Ken Page. Visit www.kenpage.com to locate products to help you heal your life and those you love.
A good life is essential, and that's why I listen to HealthyLife.net. And for nutritional support for me and my family, my business goes to HealthyLife.net affiliate, GNC LiveWell. It's the trusted name in the vitamin and supplement industry. And that's essential when you're the one responsible for your good health and the well-being of your family. GNC LiveWell has a multitude of convenient locations near you, and is always open on the internet at GNC.com. GNC LiveWell, the name says it all.
Heart and Soul Healing is a way to energetically release old emotions that trigger patterns today. Both Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor offer workshops throughout the year at many locations around the world. Visit KenPage.com for a complete calendar of events. Create your own heaven on earth by attending one of their events with topics such as staying healthy in an unhealthy world, conscious creation from the heart, relationships, and the modalities of communication, and more. You can also attend their all-encompassing 9-day intensive course where you are provided with all the tools to free yourself from your past. During this intensive, you learn the wisdom from your ancient mystery schools and find out firsthand how to expand your awareness. This is the most comprehensive course about oneness, compassion, consciousness, and energy on the planet today. Whether it's a workshop, lecture, or course that you are interested in, find it all at www.kenpage.com.
Web radio for your life. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to The Way It Works. Today we've been talking about the hidden side of 2012. Now we want to talk about being one or having compassion for the energy that people are now feeling.
So what we were talking about in our last segment was what we did in our November 2008 newsletter. We talked about fear being so prominent in the world, and what Ken was going to do on November 1st was call all of the fearful energetics that existing on the planet into himself to show that we can be one with all of it and it's not going to harm us. So we asked individuals to email us with the fears that they wanted to release. You cannot imagine the emails that we got. It was tremendous. It was like downloading hundreds every single day with just the fear. And they were sending the newsletter on to other people, and other people were saying, oh, this is so great. I get to release my fear on this day.
But you realize, I thought they were going to do like big things. But what it was, I guess this really is big for ourselves. I don't mean to make it smaller. But it was the fear of money or the fear of the way they feel.
Of
fear of taking their power.
Or the fear of I was going to get a disease.
Yeah, or fear of losing their house. But it's all the things that actually we are afraid of, right? We don't have enough money and we don't have the right relationships.
But it wasn't some of the things that we thought were going to happen, like the fear of that the world was going to end in 2012, or the fear of the financial economic doom in the country.
Or the fear of war.
Or none of that. We saw none of that. It was all everyday life, real life stuff. So much fear going on in everyday life.
But that's what we see all the time. But we hear all these other stories about the fear of the way the world is. But when you really get down to it, if you could release, what would it be? It would be the things that were inside you that are affecting you, that make you afraid. It would be life stuff.
Fear I'm going to be abandoned. The fear I'm going to be rejected. The fear I'm going to lose my job, or I'm going to lose my home, or the fear that I'm not going to have this, or I'm not going to have that. Simple, everyday survival and life stuff.
So let's talk about what we were going to create by calling in all the energy in. Because we had it, we had a reason in what we were going to create. Think about it. What would you, if you could change something, which who knows if we can or not. If you believe it, it's true. If you don't, you don't.
Well, one of the things that we talked about in our earlier segment was what was being told out there by various individuals. And we said, yes, there's a way out. We have to stop giving advice that doesn't help anyone or that tells them anything of fear, and because it doesn't empower them. It doesn't provide them with a tool to recognize that they have a choice that exists in their world. Self-empowerment, that's the gift that we can give each other. We can help each other feel and recognize that our emotions, our state of being, our physical body, and our reality are all affected by our own ideas, our own thoughts, and our own projections that we get from others. So the information that we get from others can affect us if we believe it, if it's true.
I'm working with a person today on the phone in another couple hours, and she has a fear that the reptilians are going to get her. And when I ask, where did you get this information? Well, somebody told me. And now, here it goes, now 2 years later, she has this fear and all these experiences which she has created in her mind, which has now frozen her. She can't get out of it.
She is now prevented from even looking at or even accepting another reality. And we're not saying that we don't believe her, because for this individual, this is her reality. Her belief, her idea, is her truth. It is exactly what she is being affected by. So when individuals call us, we always accept that this truth is their truth, and it's very real for them.
It's just, how do you help somebody that has a truth completely...
That's frozen them,
yeah.
so that they can't accept it. Well, maybe it's just energy. See, and that's what we wanted to that's what we try to help people understand.
So we're trying to prove to these people
that
nothing will happen to them with this energy. So, and the only way I could prove it to them is to show them that I will call it in to myself, so then they're going to say, God, he's going to die, or he's going to be blown up, or he's going to be sick. And if I didn't, then they might be able to challenge it or not be afraid of it.
So what we want to establish is that fear is a collective consciousness. It's an idea. It's an emotion, just like all the other emotions that we have, and it's all energy. And that there's no energy outside of you that's going to hurt you. There's no energy that's going to get you or take anything away from you.
because you do have choices. As human beings, we are all so powerful. And it's important that another vibration be added to the vibrations of collective consciousness that exist on our planet today. You know, there's lots of vibrations of collective consciousness, and they're all based on fear. It's fear, and it's pain, and it's suffering.
Well, it's based on our experiences in the past.
And it's based on war, and it's based on everything that man has created. Well, now it's time, we believe, for a new collective consciousness and a new vibration to be added, and that's called choice. That's the vibration that we want to have added to the planet.
Now think about this. What if you were stuck in some type of energy or some type of idea or something in your life and that's all you had, you were stuck in that? What would happen if all of a sudden you had a choice, and with that choice you decided to take another path? You couldn't make them take a choice, but you could offer them a choice to where they could have a different reality if they chose.
See, if each of us could just realize that there's a choice now that's never been there before in our reality, then we get this new direction. We get another path. We get a different way of looking at it. We get a different perspective. That choice alone lets us make different and even better choices for our lives, because we do have choices.
See, I couldn't send out love and light. My goodness, the poor people in Iraq and those people, they wouldn't want Ken Page's idea of what love and light is. They have their own. Or all around the world, I couldn't send out peace because all these different people have different ideas. I couldn't send out anything. All I could do was maybe to take some of the heavy, denser energy and create a choice in it, and if anybody had that energy around them, they might have a choice that they never had before. And that choice could be just to say no, or a choice could be to be free, or a choice might be not to say anything, or to walk away. So it's all different kinds.
Allowing individuals to recognize a moment, a momentary space, allows them to have a choice. And perhaps it's just a short period of just being quiet or being still. And within that short period, they realize they've got a choice. Most people who are stuck or trapped don't even think they have any choices. I'm stuck. I have no choice. We hear that all the time. But we all have choices. We have the choice not to make a choice, and that's a choice. And we have a choice to change our situation. We have the choice to understand ourselves. We have the choice to allow a space to be created where a choice exists. And that's the vibration that we feel must occur in all of this preparation we're doing for this great and monumental occurrence in 2012.
And so what we're going to do is we're going to do this again on January 1st, okay, in 2009. On the whole, all day long, I'm going to do this again, if I'm alive by then. But I'm going to do it again. And remember...
Wait, if I'm alive by then. You don't get out of this so easily.
Well, then I would have to clean the house or do the kind of stuff. You know, I could just fly around, have a good time, you know. Remember, so many times we are so reactive. We react before we can make a choice. We just, because you've been reacting for the last, 10, 20, 30, 40 years, and it's hard to get out of that reacting. So a choice would just be not to react. So we're going to be back just in another short moment. We're going to take a break, and we'll get back
with some details on how you can release your fears and how we can move into a better existence and a better preparation for this event that's going to occur in 2012. So come right back.
Most people seek the services of different healers for things such as removing energy blocks, past life regression, and emotional pattern freedom. These healing and clearing techniques are only a part of a heart and soul healing session. Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor of www.kenpage.com are the foremost authorities in spirit releasement and transforming energy patterns. Ken and Nancy have worked in almost 50,000 one-on-one healing sessions around the world. If you would like to remove old energy, release old ways of being, and feel free, you might want to visit www.kenpage.com and read how you can benefit from a heart and soul healing session. Discover how you can quiet the chatter in your mind and communicate with your higher self. Schedule a telephone or in-person session with Ken Page or Dr. Nancy Nestor by email to office@kenpage.com or call 1-706-219-1319, 1-706-219-1319.
Attention Kmart shoppers. Now you get Kmart on HealthyLife.net. Kmart carries over 70,000 items like Martha Stewart's Everyday Products, Apparel by Jacqueline Smith, Joe Boxer, Route 66, Appliances, Jewelry, and more. Everything you need. Plus, you'll get exciting weekly promotions. Go to HealthyLife.net's homepage and click on Kmart, and then you're there. And you even avoided the crowds.
If you would like free information and tips on healing and creating on how to stay energetically clear and live your daily life feeling safe in every place and in all situations, then visit www.kenpage.com. Browse through thousands of pages, free books, including the best-selling The Way It Works, together with hundreds of articles and newsletters, all providing timely information on the continuing shift in the consciousness of our planet. From helping your animal friends to releasing the emotion of rage, www.kenpage.com is your source for information to heal old emotional patterns, release old karma, and feel free. Find all this and more about Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor at www.kenpage.com. You can also contact them through office@kenpage.com.
The Bright Side of Talk, HealthyLife.net.
This is Ken Page, and welcome back to The Way It Works. We've been talking about 2012, and we've been talking about what would happen if you had compassion for all creation. Would anything react to you? Okay. And what happens if I got to a place where I could be one? And luckily, I've been working in the healing arts for 20, 30 years. So I didn't have to do everything. I got to experience it through the people who had done certain things. Otherwise, I'd have been shot 100 times or been to war 1,000 times and been, I wouldn't have been here physically. But I got to experience energetically the things and have compassion. And then with that compassion, I got to experience everything. And that's happening to many of you. Many of you are on that brink of experiencing so much that there's no longer any judgment.
So by having compassion for all creation, by being one, then we can help individuals find that new space where old energies and old emotions of the past can be released, and they can find a quiet or a stillness and given a vibration called choice. And that's what we're working on. We're working on creating a new vibration within the collective consciousness of our planet called choice. And in our last segment, we spoke that on January 1st, 2009, one of the things that Ken will do again is call all of the energy of creation into himself for the entire day from 9 a.m. in the morning until 9 p.m. So if you have any fears or negative thoughts or emotions or anything that you choose to release or that you want to clear from your space or your heritage, your culture or your country or your world, go ahead and email us at newsletter@kenpage.com. It is going to be in our newsletter in December 2008 that we're going to have the announcement for January 1st. We've already done this in November. Please be specific and brief. Give us only like 2 or 3 lines. And let everyone that you know that this is an opportunity for you to release what you don't want. Because the winter solstice, December 21st, 2012, it does appear to be this great cosmic window of opportunity. But it's an opportunity for us to benefit from our experiences, our individual and collective experiences of the past 5,000 years of history, of this gestation period when we get to birth something new. So we get to release all the beliefs that have created disease in our body or limited our lifespan. We get to release all the differences that have separated us. We get to have a possibility where change can converge into this wonderful time for us to experience.
Now remember, how did I get to be like that. And one of the things, if you go on our website, it's all the different techniques of keeping yourself clear, of changing your center to your pineal.
That's called the living light breath.
Okay. Of loving yourself every time you go to the toilet and pulling your field in.
And that's called the energetic clearing technique, and it's under healing technique.
And loving yourself like you love flowers or a bath or the nature or something pure. Okay. And it's practice, the lucid dreaming. And you can do all those things, and it doesn't take that long. It takes like exercise. It just takes practice and practice and practice. The only thing you have to practice until you believe it. You're the only problem. When you believe it, it's real.
The energetic clearing technique is going to take you 2 to 3 minutes a day total. It's only 20 to 30 seconds in the toilet. The living light breath, it will take you 3 to 5 minutes to practice. So you're spending less than 10 minutes out of a 24-hour day on helping yourself be clear so that you can release what you don't want and so that you can find your own vibration of choice. So we've talked about this hidden side of 2012 and the fact that we think we are in the vibration of 2012 now. And yes, there's a lot of change going on in our planet. And so while the solar cycles that are going on and the magnetic pole reversals are very real and the weather patterns are happening, we definitely know that all of these things have happened in the past scientifically, but of course they have never happened while we've got 6.5 billion people living on the planet. Maybe this is the reason that we have so much chaos going on, because we've got the technology of power grids, we've got computers, we've got global positioning satellites and communications. We have so many different things that keep us connected with each other. We get overwhelmed. We've got more people on the planet experiencing the planet's normal, natural 26,000-year Earth cycle. And now we have another opportunity cycle, and that's the source of our sun moving into perfect alignment with the center of our galaxy. So are we even ready to receive this? Can we even accept that we can release over this next time, over this next period, that we have the wisdom to bring science and history and tradition and belief into perhaps a miracle that could be awaiting us? Not a prediction of gloom and doom or fear or a prophecy, but if you truly read some of the philosophers and the predictions and the great possibilities, it's all signifying a time of great change. So we are on the beginning of the vibration that can affect all of us to this great, wonderful alignment opportunity cycle that's going to end in 2012. So that's what's happening now. We're on the tail end of a cycle that ends winter solstice 2012, so that we then begin a new age. And perhaps it is a new age of enlightenment along with alignment. Perhaps it is a new age of consciousness that holds a new vibration, a new consciousness called choice.
Now, if I told you all that I wanted you to be 1,000 times more sensitive, but less reactive, you'd all tell me I was crazy. But that's basically how you stay open. I want you to learn how to be more sensitive, but less reactive. Do you know about 98% of everything out there you don't want to feel internally? You want to sense so you can stay open in your connection to Creator, but do you need to feel it? And that's why it's so important to look at the living light breath. All the things we have worked on have only been for you.
See, all the way that we create has to be different now than we did in the past. Or we can work harder, we can sacrifice, we can do things, but we're not getting the same results. This is what happens when we become conscious. We experience the collapse of everything around us that's not true. It's not supportive of what our heart needs. The electromagnetic field that surrounds our heart says we deserve. So this consciousness brings with it a sense of knowing, a sense of security. And the closer we move towards this instantaneous creation, maybe that's what's going to happen. Maybe this is the age where we are going to instantaneously create the what it is that we need. We need to be clearer in what we are choosing to create within our lives, and loving and exploring and opening up more than ever, having compassion for ourselves, that's where it all exists. So we hope we've given you some helpful information. We hope we've given you food for thought. Thanks for being with us today. We invite you to listen in every Thursday at 12 noon Pacific time, 3 o'clock Eastern time. Remember, everything you've heard on The Way It Works
Our show today can be found on the website, www.kenpage.com. But remember, we believe in you.
This is Ken Page and Nancy Nestor.
Many blessings.
Many blessings.
Heart and soul healing is a way to energetically release old emotions that trigger patterns today. Both Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor offer workshops throughout the year in many locations around the world. Visit kenpage.com for a complete calendar of events. Create your own heaven on earth by attending one of their events with topics such as staying healthy in an unhealthy world, conscious creation from the heart, relationships and the modalities of communication, and more. You can also attend their all-encompassing 9-day intensive course where you are provided with all the tools to free yourself from your past. During this intensive, you learn the wisdom from your ancient mystery schools and find out firsthand how to expand your awareness. This is the most comprehensive course about oneness, compassion, consciousness, and energy on the planet today. Whether it's a workshop, lecture, or course that you are interested in, find it all at www.kenpage.com. www.kenpage.com is your source for books, DVDs, and CDs that provide information to create your own safe space. Books such as the bestseller The Way It Works, offering the basics on energy and providing necessary groundwork for the dynamics of daily life. The Heart of Soul Healing, which was 18 years in the making and is the training guide for a 9-day intensive course. The Art of Transference, Healing Through Compassion, which includes 8 full-color charts depicting the soul's evolution. Learn to Help Your Animal Friends with DVDs that provide techniques to develop empathetic connections and demonstrate how to clear, balance, and heal animals. The Art of Heaven on Earth, a DVD weekend workshop, and the Living Light Breath DVD to help you be less reactive are available together with CDs of Sacred Toning and Holographic Healing by Ken Page. Visit www.kenpage.com to locate products to help you heal your life and those you love.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.